Hello and welcome to Bella Vista Farm with the Hills Winter Sleep Out. It's a lovely evening. It was a little bit chilly earlier on, but the wind has dropped and it's quite beautiful at the moment. It's Anne and Julie here. We're normally with you on Alive 90.5 on a Tuesday afternoon, but we're enjoying a fabulous Saturday evening out. And we're joined at the moment by Chris Campbell from The Big Issue. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to the show. It's lovely to have you here with us this evening.
Now, thanks, it's great to be here.
You're from The Big Issue.
I am. I'm the State Operations Manager for New South Wales and the ACT.
And can you tell us a little bit about The Big Issue?
Sure. The Big Issue has been in existence in Australia for about 23 years. What most people see are a guy selling the magazine, standing on the street corners. And we're a social enterprise. So those guys buy the magazines for $4.50, sell them for $9, keeping the difference. And in the last 23 years, our vendors, we've worked with about 7,000 vendors, and they've raised about $26 million for themselves.
Wow, that's brilliant.
That's fantastic. And I guess that makes a massive difference to the lives of those sellers, doesn't it?
It really does. And I love the fact that we are a social enterprise. So unlike being alms to the poor, where we give the guys the magazines, they own their own businesses. They have all the powers back in their hands. And if you work with disadvantage, but very much you realize that that robs people of power. And putting that power back in the vendor's hands is a lovely thing about The Big Issue.
And I think we've probably all seen Big Issue sellers in the city, but does the Big Issue get sold across the state? It's not just the capital of Sydney?
True. We currently we have about 100 vendors in New South Wales. About 85 sell on any given edition. The great majority are in Sydney. We also have a contingency up in Newcastle, which is a new area for us. Vendors in the Blue Mountains, and then spread out along the suburbs around Sydney.
Excellent. And what are some of the success stories you've encountered in your time of working with The Big Issue? I'm sure there are many.
I think that the thing that I see the most often, the most clear cut, is most of the guys who come to us are in insecure housing or sleeping rough, and finding housing is one of the big things. People think of us as a homelessness service, and I more think of us as a disadvantaged service, because a lot of our guys are no longer sleeping rough, that kind of traditional vision of homelessness. Only about 15 to 20% of our vendors are sleeping rough. We do have guys in insecure housing, boarding homes, and so on and so forth. But the best one that I can tell you is we had a guy come in. First time to sign up, he was curled up in a little ball. He'd come in with his carer, was just scared to death and very, very insecure. And the more that I talked to him, the more tightly he curled up in a ball. 3 days after he'd started selling, he came strutting down the street with his chest out, going, "Hi, Chris, hi," as he's walking down the street. It just changes people's lives to put that power back in their hands and meaningful work.
Yeah, it gives them a purpose, doesn't it?
It really does, yes.
Yeah. And how do they find you? Like, if you're homeless, how do they find you so that they can start selling?
Sure. The great majority of our vendors come to us through word of mouth, from other people out on the streets or from vendors. About 30% of our vendors come to us through agencies. So we do agency visits and get to know the agencies and tell them about ourselves, and they will refer vendors to us. But the great majority of our vendors walk through our door because they've seen a vendor out on the street and they've asked, "How does this work?"
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Excellent. And if we're out in the street in the city or Newcastle or wherever, how do we as customers, you know, go and find a copy of The Big Issue?
Sure, sure. On any given day, there are vendors throughout the CBD and throughout Sydney. Because the guys don't have a quota, it's their own business, they decide how often they're going to work, when they're going to work, how many magazines they're going to sell, all of those things. So they'll book in a pitch with us in the morning so that we're not having disagreements on who's working on which pitch in any given moment. But there are vendors out every day, rain or shine. I think that just you have to look for the city, or you can call me. If you call me at the office, I'll tell you where there's a vendor.
Okay. And how much is The Big Issue again?
The magazine is $9. $4.50 is what the guys buy it from us for, and they sell it for $9.
And what type of stories are covered in The Big Issue?
That's a really good question. I see us changing a little bit. We are definitely a current affairs magazine, but I see us putting more of an emphasis on social issues than we used to. I see us the most important thing that we have in the magazine is the vendor-generated information. Vendors write stories. They get paid the same per word rate as any of our authors. There's a vendor profile in every magazine. When we get calls and letters, it's not about how great this article was somebody wrote. It's what a vendor wrote. That's what people really care about. Mm,
yeah, mm. So it's coming from the heart.
It really is.
From the people that, you know, are making the big issue change their lives.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And I believe that we're going to have the ability to buy copies of the big issue here at Bella Vista Farms.
You will. Dave is wandering around in the
Put
audience.
Put your hands
tonight.
Up, Dave, so we can see you.
And he'll be selling magazines throughout the evening.
Excellent. Okay, well, thank you very much, Chris. It's great to hear about the big issue. And, you know, either tonight or when you're out in the CBD, please buy a copy of the big issue because it's doing a great
Good
job
service.
In changing someone's life in a positive way.
Great. Thanks for having us. It's
thank
lovely to be
so
here.
Thank you so much. All right. Back to the studio.
Back to the studio, Jerem.
Thank you, Julie and Anne. And you can find more of that great content that Julie and Anne do on Tuesday afternoons 2 till 4.